begin the story of The Road to Lexington.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour, Jeffrey F. Atticott, professor of law, director for Center for Terrorism Law, will be joining us, former JAG officer in the military, and he's helped write the new book of the new special way that the military operates and things they do. So we'll be debating with him martial law, the police state, military involved in our lives, all of it in the new climate since Al-Qaeda attacked us, Al-Qaeda attacked us. That's coming up. Right now, going back to Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, who does a lot of reporting for Infowars.com. He's going to be running the big events up in New York this 6th anniversary. We had about 3,000 people total last year show up, about 2,000 at any one time, big protest down at Ground Zero on 9/11. It's going to kick off on Friday, go right through Tuesday. And need to RSVP because some of these events, they've had to rent halls and event centers. So you need to RSVP so they can definitely know how many tickets to have available. You can also start buying tickets now at WeAreChange.org. By the way, I'm flying up there on my own. I'm paying for it, bringing my own people, and showing my film for free up there as part of all the things that are happening. And the all the proceeds of the stuff that's being set up is going to the Feel Good Foundation, a couple other groups, firefighters and police and other groups that weren't given any treatment for their illnesses. The media just uses them and, of course, gives them nothing. We're doing that, and it's so important. Luke, let's get into that for a few minutes here, and then I'm going to let you go. What are some of the things that are coming up, and why is it so important, even if you don't come to the showings or the events or the speeches, that you do show up to the street actions and the demonstrations, especially 9/11? What time is that? About, what, 10 in the morning? 9 in the morning we're going to be showing up on 9/11 right outside on the edge of Ground Zero there. All the perpetrators try to use the event to push their police state and pose as saviors.
Yeah, we're going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to be standing side by side with family members, with rescue workers. Get ready to meet family members who want a new investigation that were ignored by the mainstream media, and get ready to meet first responders who will basically defuse the whole official story of 9/11 and destroy the whole official accounts that are there. And we're going to have a peaceful vigil. We're going to stand with family members, with rescue workers, and we're going to mourn the ones that were lost on 9/11 peacefully.
By the way, a year and a half ago, Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family group, that's according to the New York Times, went on my show and said the majority of his members and families believe it's a total inside job, and that he believes that.
Exactly.
But the media, the controlled corporate CIA media, has done a good job of covering that fact up.
Exactly. They cover up. They don't give these people stories. They don't give these stories any time on the airwaves. And people have to understand, We Are Change is comprised of family members, of first responders that want a new independent investigation into 9/11, a criminal investigation of the real perpetrators that show up there every year and grandstand. The same criminals come back to the crime scene. They're the ones responsible for 9/11, and we're going to have to show them that. We're going to stand, you know, in unity with the family members, with the rescue workers, for peace, for individual, for truth and justice, and that's what it's about. And the whole event, we're doing 5 days of events. We're doing great events with Loose Change, Final Cut, the premiere, Endgame premiere, and all the proceeds from all the events are going straight to the first responders, which are being ignored by the mainstream media and the government. And nobody seems to even talk about them, and nobody seems to be giving them any help, but we will. And that's what this whole 5 day event is. It's about helping people. It's about standing up for truth and justice, doing street action.
Folks, if you can't make any of it, you know, most of it's free, and you know, public demonstrations and rallies and things like that. And if you can't make it to the speeches, the movies, which you should RSVP for, get your pass to, regardless, you need to come down on 9/11 in the morning throughout the afternoon with us to hold the vigil, to let the establishment know that we're not going to let them continue to push their whole police state on the backs of those that they murdered, just like Hitler blew up his own Reichstag and blamed it on his political enemies and set up a police state. Luke Radowski, WeAreChange.org, thank you for spending time with us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, brother. It really means a lot.
Absolutely, folks. Go there. This 20-year-old young man has been fighting for, I don't know, 2-3 years now or longer. He has become a very prominent leader in the 9/11 Truth Movement. You know, he came here as a little bitty boy when his parents fled as anti-communists from Poland. And he remembers the fear and people getting arrested and people getting grabbed in his family and everything he saw. I don't know, was he 6 or 7 when he came here? And all the things that he witnessed. And, of course, they were part of the movement there to overthrow the communists. And now we're fighting the very same crowd here in America, the very same globalists that energized Hitler and energized Mao and energized Stalin. The CIA section chief admitted on History Channel that they put Mao in. We already knew that, but now it's admitted he killed 60 million. Now Brzezinski brags they put Pol Pot in and supported him. We're not putting up with it, and we're tired of it. And the people that claim they're patriots and claim that they are fighting for the people, most of them are frauds. And we're here to expose it. We have a corrupt, sick criminal group running our government and running our economy and our dollar and our sovereignty into the ground. The very same crowd that is running the Iraq war, the Afghan war, for profit and control and hegemony and to build permanent bases to project power in the region are the very same think tank experts and the very same technocrats that are getting rid of our borders, pushing mass amnesty, destroying our sovereignty, destroying our Bill of Rights, making our military become a very large percentage of it foreigners who aren't even citizens, the literal Hessian-type mercenaries to oppress the people. It's absolutely amazing, and we're not going to put up with it. When we get back, we're going to get into martial law, the police state, and I have up on PrisonPlanet.com right now the timeline to tyranny, 10 advances towards the end of freedom and privacy in the United States. We put this together last week. It's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side of column of PrisonPlanet.com. The Patriot Act, number one. Number two, they gave us the Total Information Awareness Network. Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, every medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. And then now they tell you, by the way, that was the infamously wrote the New York Times writer William Sapphire, saying it was good, by the way. Announcing the birth of Total Information Awareness, a kind of echelon on steroids introduced a year after 9/11. They'd already put this into place. Remember, I told you 10 years ago, in 96, 11 years ago, that I read in industry publications. Because, see, you can have secrets in government, but then the intelligence is there to see right on the surface as they implement. And it was industry publications saying, yeah, we were given $9 billion to put in hubs in all the phone companies, hubs in the Internet. Everything goes through the NSA first. Now that broke last year with AT&T there in San Francisco, where the whole floor was NSA. And then they tell you, Bush illegally spied on Americans without warrants. So then he's in trouble. So Congress passes a law saying that he's allowed to do it last week. And then they lie to the public and say, it's just to listen to Bin Laden overseas. And if Bin Laden calls America, total bull. I mean, it just went into effect last month that every prescription you get is instantly loaded to the federal government. No warrant, no nothing, no dupe. And they're counting on you to be stupid. They're counting on you to not go look this up. They're counting on you to not find out the truth. I remember when Bush passed it in 2004, it was on CNN as a health care privacy bill. And then it was implemented. They always grandfather it. It was implemented and went into effect late last month. Became a law that prosthesis, ibuprofen prescription strength, diaphragms, it doesn't matter. It's all instantly uploaded to the feds. Every prescription you get. But the border's wide open, and illegal aliens don't have to show ID cards to get housing loans, Associated Press. It's all about you, the fat, dumb cattle. They see you as the mark, you to be there to be shoved around and controlled and dominated. This is out of control, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to resist this tyranny now if we're going to save this country. They're looking at us and watching us right now, and if they think we're going to put up with it, if they think we're going to go along with tyranny like the Germans and the Russians and the Chinese and the Cubans, they're going to do it here. Well, I got news for the globalists. We know David Rockefeller and the Federal Reserve and the CFR funded the communists and the fascists. We know that you run these regimes, and we know you want to do that here. And we're here to tell you the people of America and the Republic are standing against you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is August 12, 2007. We've got about 40 minutes left here in this transmission against tyranny. Jeffrey F. Addicott retired in 2000 and with the rank of lieutenant colonel out of the Army, and he was one of the chief advisors for Army Special Forces. I'm trying to condense all this down. He has a huge bio. If you just type Jeffrey F. Atticott into Google, you can go to the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University and read the, I don't know, 10 pages of bio here. He's a doctor of judicial science, master of law, on and on and on it goes. And he's been all over the world with special forces, I guess force multiplying and helping free the planet and bring us love and happiness. And now he's one of the chief individuals out there. I wasn't aware of this until I found out I was supposed to debate him this morning. I learned this last night. I couldn't drive down to San Antonio, so I'm finishing a film. But they wanted me to come on and debate him about articles in the paper about Bush and martial law and Presidential Decision Directive 51. It was only in the paper because members of Congress were talking about it. And so I got a chance to talk to him for about 10 minutes on air, and I thought, why not challenge him to a discussion or a debate here today? And he certainly rose to the challenge, so we appreciate him coming on with us. He sees himself as a pioneer of new law and new systems and new ideas. And perhaps he can describe himself a little bit better than I can. Mr. Atticott, I mean, did I give you a good description? Or?
No, that sounds great. My mother would be proud.
Boy, would she, let me tell you.
Well, briefly, there are 200 law schools in the United States of America approved by the ABA, and we are the only law school that has a center that's devoted to studying all the legal issues associated with the quote-unquote war on terror, which is a term I hate, but we're stuck with.
No, you're a key individual. In fact, you've written up something entitled Terrorism Law Cases, Materials, and Comments. And so, really, you're there churning it out, this whole new, brave new world on because things changed on 9/11, so things are changing in the military and domestically. I mean, describe that. Sum that up for us.
Sure. Well, it's the fourth edition of a textbook, and it's pretty unique in the country. And usually you write a textbook, and it sits around for 3 or 4 years, and maybe you do an edition after that. But the law is changing so rapidly, and you're absolutely correct, that I've had to do a new edition each year just to keep up with the Supreme Court decisions, because we have Congress passing a variety of legislation.
Oh, saying they can domestically spy without warrants. That's
all sorts of things. We've got the Military Commission.
Oh, actually, yes.
The Bush administration expanding the Bush Doctrine. I mean, you can't hardly keep up with it. I'm working on the fifth edition.
Oh, I agree. I have trouble keeping up with it. Our country has literally got 1,000 wounds bleeding to death in a ditch right now.
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as that, but we certainly are challenged as we've never been before. And here's the dilemma. And, we're using the laws of war in a way that was never envisioned when the laws of war were last codified significantly.
Well, domestically, they're certainly codifying it. Let me just ask you a couple questions, because we were debating this morning about this Presidential Decision Directive 51.
Yes.
And, in there, it's new powers. That's what Bush says. I grant myself, kind of like Napoleon putting the crown of emperor on his own head. He says, I grant myself the new powers that the executive is going to oversee the continuity of government operations of the three branches. And law scholars have had a bunch of mainstream news articles written about it say it is a huge power grab. Members of Congress have said that. And regardless of what your spin or my spin is on what it does, today on CBS television in San Antonio, I brought up the fact, or it may have been the reporter that countered. Was it you or the reporter that said, why does members of Congress or the Homeland Security Board, why should they be able to see the continuity of government? Because first Congressman DeFazio and then others on the committee on Homeland Security Board wanted to be able to see the secret plan, which they could always see before because they're co-equal, right? Aren't the branches co-equal?
They are co-equal. However, you have executive privilege, and all presidents, Democrats and Republicans, have exercised that when they come into conflict with Congress. And so this is not the first time that the executive branch has said, no, I'm not.
No, you're right. Lincoln actually had members of Congress arrested and did destroy much of the 10th Amendment.
Yes. But
Reconstruction was later overturned, and the 1878 Posse Comitatus has fully rebuked what you guys are pushing now. And isn't it true that we've just basically scrapped Posse Comitatus by fiat?
Well, I wouldn't say you guys, because I consider myself, believe it or not, kind of a neutral voice in this. I'm not really taking political issues, and I have, I have taken issue with the Bush administration. I've written an amicus brief to the Supreme Court opposing them in the Cree case, and unfortunately the Supreme Court didn't agree with me, and I lost.
Since when can the president tell even the highest level security clearance body in the legislative branch, you're not allowed to see our plan?
Well, Well, again, you know, we have a variety of these conflicts, and ultimately he can do it until the Supreme Court says, no, you can't.
That has not been done in modern history, and Eisenhower warned of this in his farewell address.
Well, that's been done a lot of times. I mean, with the War Powers Act passed over Nixon's veto, every president, Democrat and Republican, have said that, you know, we're not complying with the War Powers Act.
They have not made it secret. The plans have not ever been made secret from Congress.
Oh, absolutely. There are thousands of, well, hundreds of PDDs that have classified annexes that are secret from...
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen PDD 25?
I have not seen the classified section of it, but I've refreshed my memory. What is PDD 25? I know them by names, but...
It's gun confiscation, brother. It's what you see the Marines in every town. Hold on a minute. You know why I woke up to all this? Because I'm a real conservative. Let's just get that straight.
Yes.
I kept getting calls as a radio host about black helicopters covertly leasing buildings and then blowing them to bits, making people have heart attacks at Casa Ricarda in Kingsville. And I went down and interviewed the police chief who was former Army Intel himself, saying they were here with bags of cash trying to basically buy me. Did you ever hear about that in San Antonio?
Well, you know, there are a lot of black ops, or what we call, that are classified.
You're not supposed to run black ops inside the country, and you know it.
Actually, Delta is a black operation, and it's, you know, it's authorized by Congress. A lot of our congressional...
Is the CIA authorized to operate domestically? You're now claiming it is, with these fusion threat centers, which really take over the cities.
Yeah, the CIA is, you know, again, I guess the basic premise here is what is our government doing, and how fast are they moving, and what direction are we going into? You know, we can talk about the specifics, but I agree that, you know, it's vitally important because power corrupts, and any administration has to be watched.
What do you think about Cheney saying he's even outside the executive, that via that imperial power of executive, he can now claim a special creature status above literal Fuhrer precept?
Well, again, our agencies, which were started by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, really,
with the War Powers Act, emergency relocation, set up the state police. Yeah, we went under martial law again then. I understand that.
No, I mean,
so really, that's your argument. We've been under this for a long time, and now we're just putting the screws down a little bit tighter.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of things in our government. As who was it? I think it was... Churchill said that democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others.
But this isn't a democracy. This is a small clique taking control of the centralized levers. This is exactly what Julius Caesar did.
Well, I wouldn't say it's exactly, but we do, you know, you have human beings running the system, and any system you have is not going to be perfect.
They've crossed the Rubicon. He's brought the legions into Rome. Stay there, sir. We're going to be right back after news. Continue to talk to our guest, Jeffrey Atticott.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon.
Okay, so that's Jack Brooks back in 86 when they're grilling Oliver North about Iran-Contra. And see, over the years, I've interviewed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, probably 30, 40, 50, I don't know, JAG officers, JAG generals, Captain Ward Boston, later Admiral Boston. I've interviewed them all. I mean, literally, all total hundreds. And after they saw the country start going bad, and a lot of you have heard the interviews here, they said, yeah, there's been martial law plans for a long time, but we never had the apparatus. And now they've got it. And mainly it's so they can take your pension funds, your bank accounts, have a national draft, and use us basically as slave Hessians for foreign corporations in the new global New World Order operation. And then even a lot of JAG officers lower down don't, they're all compartmentalized, and they don't see all the pieces of it. But, yeah, 33, emergency reorganization, we go under the private bank's ownership, they set up the state police, start setting up what you see, but it was a big free country. It took a lot of time to take us over and fully destroy us. And now they're just completely butchering the Bill of Rights, Constitution, you name it, all in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. But, again, illegal aliens don't have to have ID cards to get bank loans. And the feds say they're for that. But I've got to go through living you-know-what. Going back to a man who's a pretty friendly, nice guy. We appreciate him coming on, Jeffrey F. Atticott, who I discovered was one of the key people in putting out kind of the new law that the government loves and is adopting and pushing and selling. Mr. Atticott, you've got the floor. You know, you're here. I'm rambling. Sure. Would you like to comment on what you earlier heard or any other facets of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're flattering me. I'm not putting out new law. I'm simply recording what our government is doing. And, I'll be happy to send you a copy of my latest textbook. We can look at that. So, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I've seen a lot of advice you've put out, a lot of ideas, and a lot of, you know, little findings that, and I see you all over Fox and CNN, and you're quite a darling.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you're not their darling.
I talk about what the Supreme Court has done. For example, you hear people say that, you know, the United States engages in a policy of torture, and it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have a policy of torture. We've had individuals that have committed war crimes or crimes in their individual capacity, like at Abu Ghraib, but these folks aren't being given medals. They're being prosecuted because, you know, that's what we are.
Can you tell me the motto of Black Ops in psychological warfare? What's their motto about deception and lying?
Well, I mean, in combat, as you know, Sun Tzu and many great von Clausewitz, I mean, part of combat is you have a deception, a psychological operation.
No, I know, but we have those domestically. You heard about all the fake news a few years ago and thousands of fake reporters being paid by the White House. Do you think that's lawful?
Well, I don't know the specifics of that particular story, but I was wondering what golden age are you thinking about when you're saying that things are going to hell? I mean,
can you tell me the special ops term, though? What's that motto?
Well, I mean, we call it special operations, psychological.
What's the motto on the patch?
Oh, I wasn't in PSYOP, so I don't know what their motto is. It's probably wheat, beans, or something. I don't know. But that's a legitimate aspect of warfare. PSYOPs are not used against the American people. They're used against...
Oh, they're not.
No, absolutely not.
It's now been admitted that they are being used.
But let me throw out something for thought. I mean, suppose that you woke up one day and you opened the newspaper and it said, Chicago gone. I mean, we would truly then have...
Oh, Chicago! You think that's where I think
If is able to set off a weapon of mass destruction that takes out a major city, we will truly have a police state at that point. So, yeah, my basic premise is that we are in a conflict with these madmen and that we do have to break up their sleeper cells. We need the tools to do that.
Let me stop that line of thought right there, sir, please. Now, they have built 2 miles of fence, and they use illegal aliens to build it. That's Associated Press. It was theater. They put of 2,000 troops, no more than 200 at one time, on one area. The Border Patrol has been told not to fire back. They're routinely shot and killed. It's a war zone on the South Texas border, 800 deaths in 2005 alone, more dangerous than Israel's West Bank, State Department travel advisory. Illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to get bank loans, but the border is going to stay wide open, but we're going to have a police state, as Tommy Franks said. Later turned out he was on illegal payroll after he got out to go say that. After another attack, we, quote, set aside the Constitution. Are you saying that's a good idea?
No, I mean, we need to take prudent steps. We need to balance civil liberties with increased security, obviously.
Nope, when you give up liberty, you get tyranny. That's a false equation.
Well, you know, as Justice Jackson said, the Constitution is not a suicide pact. I mean, we have to
really? Have you read what the Founding Fathers said? Because that's the opposite.
Well, yeah, the Founding Fathers, of course, our nation was founded in conflict, and, you know, in times of war...
Real men.
You always have that balance is going to shift towards increased security. Now, have we made missteps? We've got human beings in our Congress, in our executive branch, in our judicial branch. They make mistakes, but the good news about it, you know, we're not living in a system of Hugo Chavez.
So was that...
Your radio desk,
was
you would have a police state.
Sure, I don't like Chavez. Let me go back here. Now, let's talk about... What actually happened on that radio show today? I want to get this clear. Was that you? I haven't seen the video yet because I was on the phone. You were there. Was that you that said, yeah, Congress doesn't need to see these plans?
I don't think it was me. But
I remember on the tape, I mean, it sounded like your voice.
Yeah.
Somebody saying, well, why does Congress get to see these plans?
Well,
they were allowed by the gracious president who says they're under him to see them in the past. Why suddenly?
Now, PDDs are policy statements by the executive branch to run the executive branch.
Yes, but the executive branch has now taken over almost the entire mechanism and machinery of continuity of government.
No, if you read paragraph 9 in implementation, it says that...
Who commands FEMA?
...has their own responsibility.
Who commands FEMA?
Plans.
Who commands FEMA?
FEMA is commanded by the executive branch.
Mm-hmm. And who commands the military?
The executive branch.
That's right.
The Constitution.
That's why it's Congress that declares war, and that's why they haven't declared war since World War II, because they don't want Congress over the president in their true command oversight position.
Do you know how many times Congress has declared war in our history?
They have not declared war since World War II.
Five times. You know how many wars we've been in? 270-something by my count. You don't need to declare war in order for the president to exercise war powers.
Well, let me just tell you something. I was also on the show with you today, and you did come in and say that I was misrepresenting what John Yoo, when he was one of the head counsels in the White House under Chief Counsel Alberto Gonzalez, now Attorney General, saying that, and he wrote in that memo, and I have the memo, by the way, buddy, right here, and he said the president has the power to order children to be tortured with vices on their genitals. And at the Council on Foreign Relations in Chicago, Professor Castle, who I've interviewed, and we have the tape right now, said, did you say that? And John, you said, yes, the president has that power. No, the president does not have the power to order toddlers to be tortured. I don't care what you say.
Again, I haven't been privileged to that particular, you know, what he stated, but your general statement is what I'm responding to, and that is that we have a policy that endorses torture by official fiat, and that's...
You know what, when you guys thought, or when the White House thought that everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid in 2002, I sat in a hotel room in L.A. and saw the then Defense Secretary Rumsfeld say, we've taken the gloves off, we're getting rough with people. And if you don't think the CIA going in there and waterboarding people is torture, And you say that isn't the policy when they wrote the memos saying we don't call it torture even when someone dies of organ failure from being beaten?
Yeah,
I mean, now death is torture.
Well, the person that died of organ failure from being beaten, that soldier, and soldiers that engaged in that conduct are being prosecuted.
No, you guys burned a few people.
Torture.
You burned a few people who were under orders, and I challenge you to stay there. Final segment. When we get back, I'm going to play John Yoo. Being confronted, even the CFR is gasping. Even the elite of this country are, oh my God, he just agreed with it. I mean, even when challenged on it, you're going to hear this monster. The CFR members broke their own rules to record this monster who literally has codified the policy we're following. We'll hear from this former JAG officer and the head of a major law body when we get back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Call now, and with your order of Allicin, receive a free pH testing kit while supplies last. Call 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711. Or visit the garlic banner at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Defending the Republic. Very dark days. As the dollar by design has been devaluated. As we're doing the dirty work of the globalists and getting the blame for it in Iraq, all planned decades ago, all written up by the trilateralists in the 1970s. And we're interviewing Jeffrey F. Atticott, Center for Terrorism Law. He heads that up at St. Mary's University. Definitely a well-lettered man and very, very, very friendly. But they say the devil is as well. But, you know, you're not the devil, are you? I guess you're not like John Yoo. I mean, you're not... You're not defending John Yoo putting in a memo. I mean, are you saying John Yoo didn't put in a memo that the president had such great godlike powers that law flowed from him?
Well, again, John Yoo and other knuckleheads up there may have written this nonsense, but that has never been the policy. It was never adopted. If you read the 22nd of June 2004, where DOD released all their details in the interrogation process, it's very clear that we have never had a policy that engaged in the type of activity that
Copper Green? That's been around since the 60s, and I've interviewed special forces colonels who attached the electrodes from Vietnam to Latin America.
Well, we're talking about the war on terror. I can't say what went on. I don't have any personal.
Are you saying torture training doesn't go on at School of Americas?
No, it has. No. The word torture, again, is defined under the torture convention. And, you know, anybody can say this is torture or that's torture.
And it depends on what sex is. Like Clinton said, I've had no relations with that woman. And then he said oral sex wasn't relations.
Well, Alex, what you got to do, you've got to go to the case law to see what falls above and below certain things. It's like pornography. You know it when you see it. Obviously, you know, pliers on the fingernails and those types of activities, everybody would say, yes, that's torture.
Let me ask you a business.
What about playing music for 5 minutes at a certain level? Is that torture or is that just to make someone...
Or having menstruating prostitutes raping Muslims at Camp X-Ray.
Yeah, I don't, you know, a lot of this stuff is urban legend. I mean, it just...
Really? Okay, well, hold on. John Yoo's an urban legend. This has been in mainstream newspapers. Here is the audio. This is admitted by John Yoo. He wrote the memo. It's public. Here he is being questioned by law professor Mr. Castle at the Council on Foreign Relations. Only about a minute long. Please listen to it. Here it is.
But John, your August 2002 memo said that the president is commander-in-chief. Had a constitutional power to order torture, and there was nothing that the Congress or a treaty could do to stop them. And now you're saying, well, you're not really saying that. Have you changed your mind since August of 2002?
No, I think is a matter of just pure domestic constitutionality. So I think, for example, that I don't think a treaty can constrain the president's command in chief. I think that's the argument. And the argument making about adaptation of the rules is a question of what the United States should do as a matter of international law, which I treat as being a separate and distinct body of law from domestic law.
So in other words, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child,
there is no law that can stop them. No treaty. And also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the President thinks he needs to do that. I don't think President...
So you heard the CFR, the second largest body of the CFR in Chicago, gasping and laughing.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a knucklehead, but that has never been U.S. policy. I mean, you've got some, you know, munion up there that's writing opinions to the executive branch that were never followed. And, you know, a lot of the problem with the Bush administration, they have not had good quality legal advisors at the top echelon. You know, it's all right to tell the boss he's wrong, but then tell the boss how to do it legally, and we need to get information.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, the Army Secretary told him for the public thing of stabilize Iraq, turn the lights on, leave them with a democracy, they said we need 500,000 troops, and Bush said, you're fired, White. So you're saying they've got to go up there and tell him the truth. Look, Bush does what he wants, Dick Cheney does what he wants, and we know John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez were his pets, and it has come out in the press. And by the way, I've talked to General Tagumbu in the Army report, and have you read that report?
I've read all the reports.
That was
probably the best one.
Yeah, Tagumbu's report, raping people with acid.
Yeah, well, there have been individuals in their individual capacity.
No, they were. No, I've interviewed Janice Karpinski, who they tried to set up the general on this.
She should be in jail.
She wasn't allowed into that wing. The CIA ran that arm.
That's not true at all. There are 15-6 reports that went to her. She ignored it. She was culpable. She didn't order it, but she did not do her duty, in my opinion. She should be charged with dereliction of duty.
No, they went after her because they knew she was innocent and they'd find a dead end.
Negative. They went after her. They should have gone after her even more. She's
Are you saying Rumsfeld didn't get up on TV and brag about taking the gloves off John Wayne?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. So what if he did? I mean, you know...
These memos written by the White House, the Pentagon came to him and said, you're telling us take the gloves off, give us direction. They said, okay, crush children with pliers.
No, you're really spinning that. But
you know what? I'm going to take everything you're saying on the web. We're going to put documents up over this audio.
No, I mean, what you're saying is correct. You're cherry-picking knuckleheads that made legal opinions, but that was never the...
Cherry-picking? I've been driving down the road in the middle of the country and come to the checkpoints with cops in black masks, buddy.
That is never the policy of the United States to engage in torture, and that's just a fact. I mean, you've had individuals in their individual...
They changed the definition of torture. Do you think this lawyer trick's working?
The definition of torture, again, we could spend about an hour on that. I've got a whole chapter in my book on how you define it.
Go ahead and plug your book.
Share with that.
Go ahead and plug your book.
I'll send you a copy. Just give me your address, and I'll be happy to send you an autograph.
The book is A Terrorism Law, Cases, Materials.
$95, but I'll give you a free copy.
It looks like a big hardbound law tome, isn't it?
It looks good from 5 feet away.
God almighty. Okay, please send me a copy. I'd be very appreciative.
Yes, I mean, you're right. There have been abuses, but it's never been the official policy by my research. Now, maybe... You know, maybe there's something out there that I don't know, but all the research I have done...
Have you actually read this bill about domestic spying? Because it does say domestically,
yeah.
And it's not just foreign calls.
Yeah.
It's whole scoops, and then they lie to the public and say something else.
But that's our Congress that passed it by a very healthy majority.
Because Bush was doing it without that law. Are you saying Bush had the power to do it before the law, which retroactively protects him?
The Supreme Court would have to tell us that, because, again, the executive...
The Supreme Court said it was illegal, that he should go to the Congress.
Well, the Supreme Court hasn't directly spoken on it, but in my opinion, yes, it's probably illegal for the executive to exert that power, but there is an argument that during war, the president has that obligation.
Well, I don't think Congress can say that there's no more Fourth Amendment, and clearly the body of pre-1860 law clearly states that.
Well, again, you know, you call them constitutional scholars if they agree with you, and they're knuckleheads if they don't. I mean,
the vast body of, on the left and the right, the vast body are totally freaked out trying to leave the country.
Well, it's our Supreme Court that is going to tell us what the law is, and they've been very slow at coming to legal conclusions. That's another.
Look, I don't need. Listen, the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings, and the blacks said, you know what? I'm going to grab this axe handle out of master's hand, and I'm going to quit being the master. And you know what? They said that was illegal for that black man to rise up. No, I say it's his God-given, inalienable right. And I don't care if Congress says I'm their slave tomorrow, they're going to have to physically enforce that.
Well, you know,
force majeure. You understand that?
I mean, ultimately, the American people control, because we can vote folks in and out of office. If we don't like what our Congress is doing, we vote them out.
With the dye bulb machines. Oh, yeah.
There are inalienable truths, and I have a lot of biases. One of my biases is that I believe that human rights are universal concepts. I believe in the words of Thomas Jefferson in that regard, even though he was a hypocrite himself. But
you know, the jewel is being approached.
I'm sorry, the jewel?
The jewel of liberty. And you know that miracles do not cluster often. You know this republic's going in the wrong direction.
Well, again, in my opinion, I don't, you know, I don't like a lot of things that are happening, but I'm more of a, I look at the glass as being half full instead of half empty. I have hope for our country. I think we can move forward. I think your service is absolutely necessary because we need voices to, you know, to bang our heads and say, hey, wait a minute, look at this, think outside the box, and you may not be right 100%.
You know what's incredible about when I talk to you guys over and over again is you always sound so reasonable. And you, oh, yeah. I mean, have you read the Houston Chronicle about FEMA camps? It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for, quote, domestic rebellion. The president seizes control of the state and national guards. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a variety of emergency...
What is he doing funding it to fight the domestic... I mean, they're talking about war with us. What are they planning that's so bad that they have open defense authorizations under NORTHCOM controlling the domestic area of the United States? This has never before been done in the modern time.
Well, you know, President Clinton in 1995 unilaterally declared an emergency in the Oklahoma bombing, which had never been done before.
Which was a stage. Oh, that's my last question. It's now admitted that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. We have the White House audio of the president and McNamara. It's now admitted that Kermit Roosevelt wrote a book about it, and I heard him on NPR before he died, that they staged terror attacks to blame it on Mohammed Mossadegh. Have you ever heard of Operation Northwoods?
Northwoods? No, I haven't, sir.
Will you Google that for me?
Northwoods. I will Google it.
That was a plan by the U.S. government, green-lighted all the way up to the president who said no, to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, bomb D.C., and to bring martial law in and attack Russia.
Oh, I'm not familiar with it. I have to, you know, I'll Google it and take a look at it.
ABC News reported on that in April of 2000, as well as the Baltimore Sun, Associated Press.
Well, I also wrote a chapter in a book predicting that we were going to be hit. Yeah, that came out in 2000 in the summer by the Al-Qaeda.
The Al-Qaeda?
The Al-Qaeda.
Do you know what Al-Qaeda's name comes from? A 1979 computer file for the Mujahideen. Zbigniew Brzezinski.
I don't know about that, but my information, it's called the base that was set up.
The CFR are the ones said that the terror attack was coming. They were sure right. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, Mr.
All right, Alex.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.